Yeah, so after seeing Gifford's title, I decided I need to spice this up a little bit. So the new title is Eternal Black Holes on a Quantum Computer. This is partly justified. Okay, more seriously, my recent interests have been in coming up with simple experimental-friendly protocols for preparing non-trivial many-body quantum states on these near-term quantum computers. And so I don't have that much time in this talk, so I'll just present two very concrete examples. One of them is how to prepare a quantum critical wave function. And the other one is how to prepare what's called a thermofield double state. And I'll explain what that is very shortly. So in the first part, I'll tell you about this very general approach for preparing non-trivial states. And I think I talked about this already in the last iteration of the workshop, so I'll be pretty brief here. Then I'll move on to how to prepare thermal Gibbs states, and in particular, these thermofield double states. So these two works were done with Wenwei Ho at Harvard and Jing Zhangwu, who's a PhD student here at Perimeter. And so I think the main merit in these proposals is their experimental accessibility. And in particular, we've been collaborating with Chris Monroe's trapped ion group in Maryland to carry out these protocols. And hopefully, I'll have time at the end to show you some experimental data realizing these two classes of states. So the main motivation we had for these approaches was what's called QAOA, which stands for the Quantum Approximate Optimization Algorithm. I'm sure many of you have heard about this already at some point. So the idea is as follows. So let's say in the lab we can easily prepare a simple product state plus, that's a ground state of some simple Hamiltonian HX. And the goal is to prepare some target state psi t. That's a ground state of a more complicated Hamiltonian HT. So the most standard approach is an adiabatic approach where you just tune your Hamiltonian from HX to HT slowly, and then your ground state will follow and reach a target state if it's slow enough. But the idea behind this QAOA is quite a bit more extreme. So their idea was to start out with this simple product state again, but now evolve in an alternating fashion with the target Hamiltonian and the simple Hamiltonian with some amounts of time, these gammas and betas, that are treated as variational parameters. Okay. And you can do this, say, p pairs of times. Obviously, for these near-term platforms, we'll be limited in the circuit depth that we can achieve, so we don't want p to be very big. Okay. So at the end of the day, this is just some variational wave function in terms of these parameters, gammas and betas, that you want to optimize. So you want to choose these time steps to minimize the energy of this prepared state with respect to the target Hamiltonian. You're trying to get to that target ground state. And so I think it's still somewhat mysterious why this seems to work so well, even for pretty small p. But what can be said is that if you take the number of parameters p to infinity, then this ansatz becomes a subset of the adiabatic algorithm. Because the adiabatic algorithm, given long enough time, will prepare the target ground state exactly. And you can always trotterize that into a circuit of this form. And in that case, these gammas and betas will be infinitesimal. So it definitely works in this limit of many parameters, but for some reason it seems to work well even for a few parameters. So we'll want to use this to prepare some interesting many-body states. And yeah, so for my purposes, I want to consider a slightly more general ansatz. So instead of evolving strictly with a target Hamiltonian and the simple one, I want to evolve with some wisely chosen interaction Hamiltonian. There's usually a natural choice for that, as you'll see. Okay, so let's begin with a very simple model, this transistorializing model. So say you have a one-dimensional ring of qubits. And you have two types of interactions, ferromagnetic exchange coupling, ZZ, and transverse field X. So this Hamiltonian has two phases. One of them is a trivial paramagnetic phase in the strong field regime. And the other one is a ferromagnetic symmetry broken state when the exchange dominates. And in the middle, you have this quantum critical point reflecting a phase transition. So we'll want to start out with this paramagnetic product state and reach this somewhat non-trivial quantum critical point using this QAOA type approach. So what we do, just to summarize, is we want to reach the ground state of this critical Hamiltonian when g equals 1. And we do that by alternating evolution between the transverse field and the exchange in this back and forth way. Okay, so here are the results. We simulate this. So here I've shown you the fidelity between this variational ansatz and the target wave function as a function of the number of parameters allowed, or basically the circuit depth you allow. And this is for different system sizes, L. So as you can see, right when p equals L over 2, the target critical state can be prepared exactly. And this makes sense if you look at the number of parameters involved in the ansatz at p equals L over 2, which would be L total parameters. And you look at the number of parameters parameterizing your target critical state, which in this case has a mapping to a nice free fermion wave function that also has L parameters. So number of parameters matches number of constraints. So it's reasonable that you should be able to prepare this exactly. OK, so that's critical states. And it turns out you can just kind of tweak these approaches to also prepare thermal Gibbs states. Okay, so I don't think I need that much motivation for why thermal Gibbs states would be nice to simulate on a quantum computer. A lot of condensed matter physics has very non-trivial finite temperature phenomenon. One need only look at this phase diagram for high TC superconductors, for example. And there's been a lot of progress in simulating these thermal states. For example, in optical lattices, there's a lot of effort into simulating Fermi-Hubbard models at finite effective temperature. But it's pretty challenging to cool down to low effective temperatures where you can see this interesting phenomena. So we'd like to simulate thermal states with another approach now. So what we've been doing is finding protocols to prepare what's called a thermofield double state, which is basically a purification of a thermal Gibbs state. So say you have a system A, and you wish to prepare the Gibbs state corresponding to some Hamiltonian HA. Then the thermofield double state is obtained by first doubling the system. So now you introduce the second copy, B. And the thermofield double is a pure state on the entire system, such that when you trace out the B system, you get the desired Gibbs state, the mixed state on the A system. So in particular, a thermofield double at inverse temperature beta is given by this weighted superposition. So here N are eigenstates of HA with corresponding eigenvalue or energy EN. And the thermofield double is obtained by taking this direct product between eigenstate on A, some dual state on B, and weighting that by this Boltzmann factor. Okay. And it's pretty straightforward to check that when you trace out B, you indeed obtain the Gibbs state on A. So notice that there's some choice in the state you use to purify the A. This is N tilde that is not a priori fixed. And so indeed, you can obtain this TFT at inverse temperature beta by evolving an imaginary time from the infinite temperature thermofield double state. And this infinite temperature thermofield double state is basically a maximally entangled state between the A and B subsystems. And this freedom of choice in N tilde basically comes from the freedom of choice in which maximally entangled state you choose at infinite temperature. So here we'll just use a convention where the infinite temperature one is a product state of Bell singlets, okay? And then in this case, n tilde on B system is fixed. It'll just be time reverse copies of the corresponding eigenstate on A. So these thermal field double states are kind of interesting in their own right. In this holographic correspondence, they're dual to wormholes, G-sided black holes, and so they'd be nice to prepare just on their own, even aside from the motivation for preparing Gibbs states. But it's hard. As you can see, at least this seems to require some kind of imaginary time evolution. Which is not that trivial on a real quantum computer. So we'd like a unitary means to preparing this TFD state. So here's our proposed scheme. So we start out with this product state of Bell singlets, this TFD at infinite temperature, and we effectively want to cool down to the desired inverse temperature by applying time evolution using the intrasystem Hamiltonian HA and some dual Hamiltonian HB that's usually will be HA, some technical details, and then applying an entangling Hamiltonian HAB between the system and its copy. And this entangling Hamiltonian, we demand to have the infinite temperature thermal field double as a ground state. Okay. So, in schematic form, we start out with this product state of Bell pairs, apply some time evolution within each copy, between each copy, and then back and forth along this alternating QAOA type scheme. And we want to optimize these time steps again. So this turns out to work quite well. So here I'm showing you data from Monroe's lab. So here we use a six trapped ion system. So we have three qubits in A, three on B. And we want to prepare the thermal field double for the critical transistorializing model state at various temperatures. Okay. And so, I don't have much time, but basically these are just some simple single body observables, two-point correlation functions that you can check agree pretty well with the true correlations in the TFD. Okay. And so that's the TFD of the critical point. One can also directly prepare the TFD at zero temperature on a bigger system because you don't need a purifying system now. And that does pretty well for Pgos 1 and Pgos 2. Pgos 3 is more challenging. It involves 21 two-qubit gates and 21 single-qubit gates. So there's a problem with a little bit too much noise there. Hopefully with the rate of progress, I think we should be able to prepare these critical states on bigger and bigger systems. That's pretty much all I wanted to say. So thanks.
So what was your cost function for optimizing
the TFD? Yeah. So there we just use the fidelity with the target TFD.
So you need to know the final step.
For our numerics, yes. In principle, you could use the free energy on the A system as a cost function, but that requires entanglement entropy measurement, which is kind of hard.
No, but that's fine. Yeah. So you assume that you know the true thermal field double state.
That's right.
And then you design a circuit. You have an answer to get there quite fast.
Yes, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
Quick question?